Here we are. If you want to come to the top of your mat, we are going to assume Tadasana or mountain pose as we did at the beginning of yesterday's practice. So spreading those toes out, lifting the toes off the mat and just releasing them down, pinky toe, all the toes down to the big toe. And then just propping up. If we're pregnant, we can hold on to the wall for a bit of balance. Just propping up onto the toes, back to the heels, and just rock back and forward. Just closing your eyes if you want to, just finding that place of balance. Just breathing. Close your eyes if you want to. Bring your attention to the core. Now, if you're not pregnant, you can bring the navel back to the spine. Okay, Uddiyana Bandha, or navel lock. Mula Bandha, the root lock, pulling up on the pelvic floor. Okay, and if we're engaging both, we're pulling up and pulling back and feeling them engaging in the middle. Don't want to engage the bandhas, you're not familiar with them. That's absolutely fine. So now that we have engaged the feet, they're grounding into the mat. We're allowing those legs to feel strong and firm. We're going to take a slight bend in the knees. We don't want to lock the legs out. If we're pregnant, we can take the feet a little bit wider apart, or even if that's just more comfortable. As we talked about yesterday, women's pelvises are tighter, so it's not essential to have those legs together in Tadasana, okay? We're going to tuck that pelvis under. Again, being aware, Mula Bandha, Uddiyana Bandha, if you're contracting them. So the whole lower body is nice and firm. Now, it's really important you just think this is just standing at the front of my mat. This is your consummate standing posture where all your standing postures come from. So it's super important to get this right at the beginning. It also helps us become aware of the entire body. So this is the sense aspect of Yoga Belly's classes. We're becoming aware of all of the muscles of the body and the fact that we're engaging them in something that looks like a passive posture. Engaging the buttocks as well. Don't let them flop out. Opening up that pelvis. We're going to take the shoulders back and down. We're going to take the palms of the hands to the thighs and just opening up the chest and heart area for breathing. Just imagining a piece of string coming through the top of the head. We're going to close the eyes here. So palms pushing against the hips, pushing down with the feet, engaging the calves, the thighs, the buttocks, engaging those bandhas if we're not pregnant, if we're using those. Shoulders back and down, lengthening through the top of the head. We're going to take three breaths here. Breathing in and out through the nose. Inhale, equaling the exhale. One more breath. We're going to turn those palms out and we're going to stretch the hands up, bringing them up into prayer position above the head, looking up at the thumbs, taking a gentle back bend if it's available. If we've got high blood pressure, we can just take the hands to the hips. That's absolutely fine. Just take in a gentle back bend. Inhale, and on the exhale, we're going to gently come forward from the hips, just diving down. Okay, now again, if we're pregnant, we can come into this posture here where we have the nice parallel back, parallel with the mat or the ground, okay? Or we can use the blocks as we did yesterday, coming down, okay? Using the blocks for support. Or if it's available to us, we can come all the way down. Now, again, it's first one of the day. We can flex those knees out. They don't have to be straight, okay? We should always keep a slight bend in those knees. Okay, taking the head towards the mat. We're just going to take three breaths in whichever adaption works for us. One more breath in and out through the nose. We're then going to rock up onto the tips of the fingers and just straighten the back and look forward. Just looking forward if you're holding onto the wall. And on the exhale, we're going to put those hands down and just come down into our tabletop position. So we're becoming super familiar with this one now. We've done this every day. Hands directly under the shoulders, knees directly under the hips, and we have a nice rectangle position here. Okay, so we're going to do five cat cuddles here, Bidalasana. On the inhale, we're going to be looking up between the eyebrows towards the third eye. And as we do, we slowly take the navel down towards the mat. And on the exhale, we're going to slowly curl up, releasing every vertebrae of the spine as we do, curling all the way under, looking at the navel. Inhale, just do this in your own time for 5 breaths. Inhale as we look up towards the third eye, between those eyebrows, navel to the ground. And exhale, curling under. Taking the gaze towards the navel. This is a drishti, or point of focus. Just really moving the vertebrae of the spine, just really peeling the skin off those shoulders. And back. Inhale, push down into the hands. Take a slight bend in the elbows. Gently rock up, looking between the eyebrows. Navel to the mat. Exhale. Slowly unfurling, curling up the spine like a cat, looking towards the navel. Last one. Inhale, pushing into the hands, slowly allowing the navel to move down as the gaze looks up between the eyebrows. And exhale, curling down, looking towards the navel and back to flat back. Okay. So, a couple of options. We can stay here if we want, or we can turn those toes under and pop up into Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing doggy, which we did yesterday also. Okay, now again, if we're pregnant, we can be taking those heels slightly wider apart. Okay, pushing into the palms of the hands, fingers nice and splayed out. Hands should be about shoulder width apart. Bending the elbows, shoulders back and down away from the ears. Coming up onto the tiptoes. Pulling up, tilting that pelvis back, pulling up with the sit bones, wiggle those hips. Then we can just take alternating heels to the mat. Okay, we can take the knees to the opposite. That's available too, as we're getting a nice twist and stretch on the opposite side of the body. Just flexing this in your own time. Feminine yoga, I'd like to meet her. Feminine yoga should also always be fluid and flexible. So don't feel that you have to stay static in a posture. You can always move around, and you absolutely should until you're comfortable. Now, once we've got that nice upside down triangle, we can take the knees in as close to the tummy as we want. But if it's available to us, we can start to gently take those heels down to the mat. Okay. They might be a little bit up, they might be all the way down. It doesn't matter, just what's available for you. And when we get there, we're going to take 5 breaths, just wherever we are. We might be here, 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 here. Okay. But pushing into the hands, try not to move the hands in this posture once they're planted, but you can play around with those legs, the feet as much as you want to until you're comfortable. Okay. 5 breaths here, just in your own time. One more breath. And just popping down back to tabletop. So from here, we're going to cross the ankles up over each other, and we're going to come back into Dandasana, seated staff pose. All right. So we did this yesterday too. This is a seated equivalent of mountain pose, okay? And we're taking those feet out in front of us. Now, if we're pregnant, we need a bit more width. That's absolutely fine. Okay. Remember what I said about the female pelvis. Toes should be pointing up to the sky. Feet should be flexed. We're tensing the muscles of the feet and engaging the muscles of the calves and the thighs, the buttocks, all at the same time. Okay. Calves, buttocks, spread out those buckets. Spread your buckets out with your hands. Okay. So they're nice and flat on the ground. Thighs, everything should be engaging. Okay, so the entire lower body, just as we did with Tadasana, should be active and engaged, connecting with the mat this time. Okay, from here, if we're pulling up on the Mula Bandha, if we're engaging, pulling up on the pelvic floor, taking the navel back to the spine, Uddiyana Bandha. If we are doing that, pulling up and pulling back, this is optional. Shoulders back and down away from the ears, just like Tadasana. And we're going to come onto the fingertips, or as short-armed person me does. We can use our blocks as well. Okay. The main thing is that we're keeping all of the muscles of the body nice and active. Toes pointing up, don't let them flop forward. Engaging the calves, engaging the hamstrings, making sure everything is connecting with the mat. You're grounding with the sit bones, shoulders back and down, pushing into the mat with the fingertips or onto the block and lengthening through the top of the head. So just close the eyes and we're going to take three breaths here. In and out through the nose. Don't slouch down, toes pointing up, lengthening through the top of the head, shoulders back and down. Let's just take one more breath here. Okay, from here, we are going to go into seated forward bend, Paschimottanasana, as discussed. Now for this, we have a few adaptions as well. So I'm going to use my strap here. Now this is a nice one if you're pregnant as well, and just there's absolutely no chance of you reaching your feet. So don't worry about that, we've all been there. So we take the strap, we bend the knees, we place it underneath the feetsies, all right? And then we hold the strap like this, okay? So we're in our Dandasana. And then we can actually just pull ourselves forward from here. Again, if we are pregnant, we're going to have to accommodate that baby. We do not want to squish it. All right. So we're just coming forward like this. Okay. Now our drishti, our point of focus, is the tip of the nose. So we're just looking forward there and we're bringing ourselves forward. So making sure we're not slouching over like this. Nice straight spine as we come forward. Now, there are other options. If you can come a bit further forward, if you want to take the pointer finger and go straight in to the inside of the big toe, push away with the toe and pull with the arms. This is what's called a yoga bind. So we're creating a bind here, okay? So we can pull forward. If we want a bit of support when we're down here, we can take the head to the block. We can move that around to suit, okay? And this is going to be a really nice stretch in the lower back as well. So we can do that. We can take the legs closer together if that's more appropriate for us as well, okay? And we're just taking the head towards the toes. So we're not taking the head towards the knees, we're taking the head towards the toes. So instead of a pulling down motion, it's a pulling forward, pushing away with the toes, pulling with the arms. If we're using the strap, pulling away, pushing the strap away with the feet and pulling with the arms, okay? So you're getting that stretching motion. So wherever you are, I want you to take three breaths here. This is Paschimottanasana. Just one more breath here. And release. So now we're going to go in to wide leg seated forward bend, okay? So I'll just do this way to demonstrate for you. So again, as much as is comfortable, don't be stretching those legs out super far. If it's not comfortable, it can be here, it can be here, okay? Now this is a really nice one. Again, if we're pregnant, it's good for opening the pelvis. It's great for all kinds of menstrual issues, if you're suffering from menstrual cramp as well. Just opens this whole area up energetically and it feels super, super nice, okay? So from here, again, the feet are nice and active, toes pointing up, the calves, the buttocks, the thighs, back of the thighs, all engaging with the ground or the mat. So we take the fingertips, shoulders back and down as we did before, lengthening through the top of the head, and we can just be right here, okay? If we want more, we can come forward, start to walk those fingertips forward. Again, we can be using this block to rest the head on the mat if that's comfortable for you, okay? And just stretch those fingertips out in front. Just walk the fingers away from the body. But remember, keep those toes and feet pointing up nice and active. And we're bending forward from those hips, okay? If it's available, you can go all the way down to the ground or lower the mat down halfway, okay? But you're going to feel an absolutely gorgeous stretch in the inner thighs and opening up that pelvic area, the groin, everything moving about energetically. And when we do a lot of hip and groin opening like this, you may find you feel quite tearful, a little bit weepy right now or after. And that's absolutely fine, because we store a lot of pent up memories and aggressions in this area. Okay, that's why it's so useful. So keeping those toes nice and flexed, keeping the feeties flexed. Wherever we are, if we're sitting up, if we're coming forward, wherever is comfortable for us, we're going to take three breaths here now, okay? So making sure that we're tensing those muscles, we're not just allowing the feet to float and blah, falling into it, all right? If we're here, that's fine, but we want to be actively pushing. We want to be actively flexing the feet. We want to be actively walking the fingers forward. And with each exhale, just relaxing into the posture a little bit more, okay? Another option is you can use the bolster as well, old faithful bolster, which doubles as my seat when I'm talking to you guys at the start. Okay, so this, if you're using wide legs, seated forward bent as a restorative posture, this is a really nice option as well. Okay, and you can actually hug your bolster, it feels awesome. Yay. That's a really nice one for menstruation, guys. Also very good. It's a nice cooling posture if you're suffering from hot flashes during menstruation, okay? Yay. Okay, you can relax those legs now. So that's probably feeling like, ah! You're feeling that stretch in there, okay? So we're going to come into Baddha Konasana, bring the soles of the feet together and just flex out a little bit. If that's not available to you, you can stick blocks underneath the knees if you're finding that your hips are really tight and you're up here. Absolutely fine. Or you can come into the butterfly, clasp my hands together underneath the feet and just flex the hips open, okay? Just enjoy. That's what we're here for, ladies. Okay. Now from here, we're going to come into double pigeon pose, okay? So again, this is one that might not be available to everyone, but I want to ask you to try it and use a block or a cushion if you find it difficult. We're going to take the left foot and we're just going to place it, the left calf parallel with your body. Okay, so it should be nice and straight, just like that. Okay, then we're going to take the right foot and we're going to take it to the left knee and the right knee to the left foot. Okay, so you, if this is difficult for you, don't worry. Now you should feel this in the soles. You should feel it right back here and hip as well. Okay. If you're up here, that's absolutely fine. You can stick a block under here if you want, or you can just sit like that. Okay, so wherever is comfortable for you. If it's completely unavailable to you, just sit in simple cross leg. That's absolutely fine. Okay, now we're going to take this a bit further. If it's available, we're going to walk those fingertips forward. All right, again, we can be using the block or the bolster here to support your head. Taking the head down here, stretching those fingertips out, walking them away from the body as far as possible. This is also going to add in a gorgeous forward bend, seated forward bend, and releasing that lower back, releasing the bottom of the spine. You'll feel it around the area of the coccyx as well. It's absolutely gorgeous. Okay. But my favorite area of release with this posture is definitely the psoas, and you're going to feel that one. So we're just going to relax and take three breaths into that. If it's not comfortable to come forward, just sit here, come onto the fingertips, shoulders back and down, nice straight spine, lengthen through the top of the head. Three breaths in your own time. One more. Okay. So now we're going to help ourselves here. We are going to hold the knee and the foot and we're going to just pop over here. If you're not used to doing that, you probably feel quite stiff. Help this other leg over and we're going to change over sides. So this time we're going to take the right leg to the bottom. Now remember, keeping that leg parallel with the edge of your mat or with your body, okay? And we're going to take the left heel to the right knee and the left knee to the right heel, okay? If you can't get it here, if you're up here, that's fine. You can hold it if it's tough. We're just going to simple cross leg. Shoulders back and down, taking the fingertips just behind the hips. Shoulders back and down, opening up the chest and heart for breathing and lengthening through the top of the head. And the drishti is the tip of our nose. That's where we focus our gaze to get the most from the posture. Now, if we want more, we can walk those fingertips forward as we did before. Okay, if we really want to stretch, we're going to walk the fingertips forward. We can rest the head on the block or on the floor if it's available to us. And we're going to take three breaths wherever we're comfortable. In and out through the nose. Gently walk those fingertips back up to seated position. Then we're going to lift this leg. Whoa, we're going to put it back. Whoa, other side. All right. We'll come back into Baddha Konasana and we'll just release the hips and the groin. Okay. So just close your eyes. Just relax for a moment. Just relax into this posture. Just becoming aware of how open the hips and the groin feel, how free your lower back feels. Allow a smile to form in your lips. This is all about balance today. Nice flowing balancing sequence. Okay. So we're going to do one more type of forward bend. One is called Janusirsasana or head to knee pose. Okay, don't panic. You don't have to take your head to your knee. So again, we're going to begin in Dandasana, the seated staff pose, flexing those feet, toes up to the sky, connecting the calves, the back of the thighs, the buttocks, all of these bits with the ground. Nice engaged legs. Okay, pulling up in the Mula Bandha, Uddiyana Bandha, shoulders back and down. Fingertips on the mat, lengthening through the top of the head. And once we've done this, then we're going to grab the right foot, if that's available to you. And we're going to take the heel as close to the groin as possible. Now, if that's not comfortable, you can take it down here. You can take it above the knee or below the knee, but not on the knee, okay? So say we're just going to take it just above the knee here. And the extended left foot is still going to be nice and active. If you need a block under this little knee, that's absolutely fine, or your bolster, whatever is comfortable. And we're going to face the body directly over the front legs. We're not bending away over here, okay? We're looking forward. Our drishti is still the tip of the nose. We're going to raise the arms up above the head. We're going to inhale. And on the exhale, we're going to very slowly bend forward from the hips, from here. Again, high blood pressure, don't bother with taking the arms above your head. Just walk the fingers forward, okay? Now, if we're pregnant, we can take that leg further out. It doesn't have to be directly in front of us. Again, accommodating the bump, all right? We can use the block or the bolster. We can bring ourselves forward. We can rest our head, however's comfortable. Or if we want to come all the way forward, we can do this. Okay, if that's available, again, we can use the strap for this one. So pushing away with the foot and pulling with the arm. Right, here we are. Okay, so taking our block, if we'll be using that, or we can be taking our strap using that. Sorry for the IT issues, guys. Ah. Okay, so from here, we can, as we did before, just curl this up, bring ourselves forward. Again, we're not bringing the head to the knee, we're taking the head towards the big toe. This is our drishti, our point of focus here, okay? If it's available to us, we can hold on to the foot. And remember, our gaze is the big toe. Okay, so whatever's comfortable for us here. We're going to take three breaths wherever we're comfortable. Again, remember, we can be using this block, resting the hands either side of the block, taking this leg wider. Just three breaths in your own time. Nice active toes pointing up to the sky. Gently push into the fingertips, release your strap if you're holding it, and bring yourself back up to center. So now we're going to change over sides. So coming back to Dandasana, we always come back to our core posture. Spread out the buckets again. Toes pointing up to the sky, engaging the legs with the mat. This time we're going to take the left leg to take the left foot to the inner thigh or the inside of the right calf, if that's more accessible for you. Again, if we're pregnant, we can take the leg out a bit to accommodate for baby. No squishing of bumps, please. Extended leg, toes up to the sky, engaging the leg, the buttocks, lengthening from the hips to the top of the head. Fingertips engaging with the mat. Inhale, back bend, gently coming forward from the hips to wherever we want to be. If it's going to be with the block, the bolster, or if we're using the strap here, that's absolutely fine too. Or engaging the foot, and we'll take three breaths here. One more breath. Very slowly and gently walk the fingertips back and bring yourself back to seated position. Okay, so from here, excuse me guys, IT snash again. We are going to grab our bolster if we're going to use this, and we're going to come into Supta Baddha Konasana or reclined cobbler pose. Alrighty. Just pop this wee guy here. So this is the one we've been using every day. Again, if you're pregnant, you can be lying on your right-hand side or Viparita Karani, the legs up the wall pose with some kind of bolster or cushion underneath the hips so you're not lying flat down on your back. We don't want to compress that vena cava, which takes all the oxygen and blood to baby. All right, so I'm going to bring the soles of the feet together. It can be as close or as far from the groin as we want because we're going to be using this as a restorative posture. This is going to be our savasana. Okay, so once we have our foot position, we are going to take the bolster, if we're using one, just to the back of our hips, and we're going to roll back onto our forearms and allowing our head to gently rest. Oh wow, it feels good. Shoulders relaxing, chest opening, and just allow the feet to gently part. Palms facing up. Allow the eyes to gently close. They're warm and relaxed and heavy. And just returning to normal breathing now. Just bring your awareness to the breath. Natural breathing in and out through the nose, in through the nose, out through the mouth, whichever works for you. But with each exhale, we are relaxing more deeply into this posture. Bring your awareness to the cool inhale and the warm exhale. With each exhale, just allowing yourself to become a little more deeply relaxed. The body just becomes a little bit heavier, a little bit warmer around the joints. On the exhale, just relaxing a little deeper. And just allow the tongue to lie limp in the mouth. Relax your jaw. Move it side to side to relax it. Allow a smile to gently form in the lips and relax. The last 2 days, we've been looking within ourselves, standing forward bend, seated forward bend. These are two fantastic postures for dealing with backache, something that women deal with at every stage of their life. Whether it's pregnancy from the weight of baby, postpartum from the weight of picking up baby and changing nappies, releases the spine, lengthens the spine. Stretching out those legs. A real release. Finding balance, finding equilibrium. through a sequence of forward bends, back bends, hip opening. Now today I'm going to ask you a few reflective questions about how you personally find balance. First of all, I want you to become aware of any areas of tension in the body. Now you may find that this is in the lower back, okay? If that's the case, I just want you to breathe into that area of discomfort. Inhale, and in the exhale, breathe down and into that area of discomfort. It might be in your hips. We've been doing quite a lot of hip opening with the wide leg seated forward bend. So maybe it's around the groin and the hip area. How do you feel emotionally now? You feel compared to the beginning of your practice, do you feel more balanced, more settled? Has your breathing slowed down? It should have with all of these forward bends. Is your brain moving at a more relaxed pace? Does your body feel warm and heavy and relaxed? Remember to smile as you breathe and relax. Now feel free to move around in this posture if you're suddenly becoming uncomfortable. If the discomfort in the hips, the groin, the lower back becomes too much, just simply bring the knees together and bring the soles of the feet to the mat. Or roll onto your right side if that's more comfortable for you. Okay, just wherever works for you, but I want you to be comfortable as you relax and reflect on how your practice has progressed over the last 4 days. Are you making changes to your ongoing yoga practice, to your health? Are you committed to change, to finding balance in every aspect of your life? Remembering to smile. And when you're ready, in your own time, I want you to gently wiggle your fingers and toes, just gently moving them awake, blinking those eyes open. And in your own time, roll over onto your right side, push into your forearm, the hands, and bring yourself back up to sitting position.